Avoiding to drift into error. How can we help people not to drift into error? We always seem to worry that the people we are serving may drift into error, and if we look at biblical and world history alike, then we know that this is a continual challenge for all humans since creation. From the beginning, it was important for people to listen to what God had told them. When God's message was written down, it was specifically mandated that parents teach their children the message. People were expected to know the message and act upon it. Whenever people did so, it resulted in them being fruitful in their lives. When we start to impose our opinions on a message, making them part of the message, we start drifting from the truth. Our responsibility is to share Scripture as accurately, clearly, and naturally as we can. We need to foster relationships where mutual accountability can become an important component in us all maintaining the truth. We help each other not to drift into error. History shows that in most cases people don't hold each other accountable. Rather, they challenge each other with the opinions they hold about what a scripture passage may say, thus creating different doctrines that too often stand equal with scriptural truth or even dictate interpretation of scripture. They establish a systematic theology instead of following a biblical theology. If we are really submitting ourselves to the ultimate leadership of God through the indwelling of His Spirit, then we remain transparent and open for correction and instruction, regardless how much and how long we have studied the Scriptures. In a world where there is so much coming at us, it is easy to drift. It can be our culture, political oppression, or popular opinion. I am convinced that it is much more difficult to drift for a person who has little knowledge, yet who is abandoned to God and makes himself accountable to others, rather than a person who is relying on his knowledge and is not willing to be accountable to others.